We realize that through the worst of our recent days of economic pain, we are still blessed people. Blessed not merely for our own personal gain, but also in order to be a blessing to others. We are grateful for the freedom to gather in meetings like this, to express our deepest convictions on matters of utmost importance to our community. We are grateful, O Lord, for the men and the women who defend this freedom to gather. And we are most conscious this afternoon that the debates and dialogues we hold are a luxury of that freedom. I give thanks for and pray for those who give their lives to care for those who are ill, certainly for the doctors and the nurses and chaplains and medical staff, but also for housekeepers and custodians and food service workers and researchers. Most of all, O Lord, grant your strength and hope to those people and friends and family who daily and often sacrificially care for loved ones suffering from cancer and heart disease, stroke, and Alzheimer's, those who have returned with battle wounds, and for those immobilized by ALS and so much more. May they find peace in the turmoil, healing in the brokenness, and even joy in the midst of despair, through a love that is fueled by the bottomless well of your grace. I lift up each person gathered for this meeting, within these walls and outside of these walls. I pray for civility and respect, not only in moments of consensus, but also in times of thoughtful and intense disagreement. Release us from fear and permeate this room with grace and patience, that our passions may know the restraint of humility. Our passions may be fueled by compassion. Give us ears to listen for deep understanding rather than to simply formulate our comeback answer. May we generate more light than heat and more clarity than confusion. Let truth be the benchmark for all that is said, for truth will cast out fear, especially when wrapped in the garments of love. Finally, make us mindful that we all bear a responsibility, O Lord, to put our shoulder beneath this burden and lift together. We are one people. Give wisdom and understanding and perseverance to our president, to all our elected leaders, and to all who are compelled to engage in this process of liberty and democracy. May we not be satisfied until the efforts find a clear and compassionate way in the complexity of our day. I offer this prayer to my Lord.